News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told journalists during a 48-hour visit to Baghdad that Iran would respond to what he called aggressive actions by the U.S., both economic and militarily, but it continues to adhere to the 2015 nuclear accord. And Iranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iran, he insists, will react with force and resistance. Zarif did not, however, specify what Iran's reaction would be. Iraqi Foreign Minister Mohammad Ali Hakim insisted Baghdad did not support what he called one-sided actions by the United States, but it is ready and willing to serve as an intermediary between Tehran and Washington if and when the need should arise. He says that Iraq opposes one-sided actions by Washington and stands by its neighbor Iran in the face of such actions, but Baghdad is ready to serve as a mediator between both parties at the appropriate moment.
At Uranium reporting for VOA. Meanwhile, President Trump continues his trip in Japan. VOA Steve Herman, who's traveling with him, asked about the escalating tensions with Iran.
Mr. President, do you welcome the Prime Minister negotiating between the U.S. and Iran?
Well, I know that the Prime Minister and Japan have a very good relationship with Iran, so we'll see what happens. The Prime Minister's already spoken to me about that. And I do believe that Iran would like to talk, and if they'd like to talk, we'd like to talk also. We'll see what happens.
And while in Japan, President Trump on Monday became the first foreign leader to meet with the Emperor Naruhito, who ascended to the throne on May 1st. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A top U.S. Republican lawmaker predicted Sunday that if opposition Democrats in the House of Representatives try to impeach President Trump, the president will be reelected next year and Republicans will retake control of the House of Representatives. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, an ally of Mr. Trump's, told Fox News Sunday that if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled lower chamber, permits an impeachment inquiry to start, he said it would be suicide for the Democratic Party. Graham said Pelosi's job is very much on the line, depending on whether she eventually relents on allowing an impeachment hearing to open. About three dozen Democrats and a lone Republican in the 435-member House have called for impeachment hearings to start against Mr. Trump to consider whether he obstructed justice by trying to thwart Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian intrusion in the 2016 U.S. presidential election that Mr. Trump won. Early results Sunday suggest that 751-seat European Parliament will be more fragmented than ever before. We get more from Reuters' Vanessa Johnston.
Overall, official projections showed pro-EU parties held on to two-thirds of the seats in the EU Parliament, with Liberals and Greens making big gains. But as the pro-Europe vote fragments among several groups, it could complicate policymaking. As the results rolled in, Brussels officials cheered the uptick in voter turnout, the highest in 20 years. 50% up from 43% in 2014, reversing years of decline. The elections have spanned 4 days, with voters heading to the polls all across the 28-nation bloc.
And Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reporting, politicians and analysts agree that it will likely be seen as the most consequential since 1979. When European Union voters first began casting ballots for the bloc's legislature. According to a Reuters report, U.S. National Security Advisor was called more than ignorant to argue that North Korea's recent missile test violated U.N. resolutions. That's according to the North's foreign ministry on Monday. Giving up missile tests would mean giving up the right to self-defense, a North Korean foreign ministry spokesman said. And quoted in the state news agency KCNA, the unidentified spokesman singled out Bolton, who last week said the recent tests no doubt violated UN Security Council resolutions. Thousands of motorcycles roared into Washington, D.C. Sunday for what organizers say will be the very last rolling thunder in the nation's capital. The annual Memorial Day's tradition is meant to draw attention to more than 83,000 U.S. military personnel still listed as missing in action from World War I through Iraq. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.